Hello and welcome to another episode of Box Office QBs. Today we're going Extreme Nerd Shit Edition, talking anime. Specifically, one of the hottest animes out there right now, Solo Leveling. Originally, only I Level Up in its Korean language. It's actually a South Korean webtoon published in 2016 and has now been adapted into an anime series produced by A1 Pictures. A1 Pictures has a ton of projects under its belt, most notably, in my opinion, being Fairy Tail and Sword Art Online. Now, I haven't actually finished either of those, but I have spent some time in Fairy Tail, and I spent this winter, January up until now, watching and waiting until midnight Japan time just to get the subversion of Solo Leveling. It's amazing, quite frankly. So let's jump right into it, and I'll tell you the basic premise of Solo Leveling. Solo Leveling is a world, much like ours, just a little different, where these gates or portals really open up randomly throughout the world. So that could be on highways, on bridges, in a home, outside a business, at a school, anywhere and everywhere. These portals can just randomly open up. In fact, in one of the first few episodes, we get to see that, much how traffic reporters nowadays talk about the traffic going on, the traffic reporters there still talk about that, but then talk about these portals as if it's construction. For example, I think at one point they're like, you might want to take a different highway because there are three portals on this one keeping traffic at bay. So it's very soaked in that real world, but with a little bit different of a twist. Now, the thing with these portals is the time they started showing up was about the time humans started displaying powers and or abilities to where they were able to use these, whether it be magic, healing, a brute. They really use character classes that are from the Dungeons and Dragons type games, which actually I believe it's fully Dungeons and Dragons is what it's looking at, because they even call these portals dungeons with dungeon bosses, and you can mine items or weapons and use them and sell them, and either use them in other dungeons or sell them in the real world. Now, Solo Leveling follows Sung Jinwoo, originally an infamously weak E rank, the bottom of the ranks. It goes up to, I believe, S rank. There's A, B, C, and D, and E, I think is what it is. Forgive me if I'm wrong on that one, but you get the point that they are ranked. Now, in this world, it's impossible for humans to raise their rank. Once you get your rank, whatever age you are that rank. You're stuck there. So the problem with that is you can't level up your power, but you can level up your physical strength. So you see a lot of these people, the S ranks, the B ranks, all those people, they really focus on like training their body, working out, weightlifting, sparring, conditioning, stuff like that. The stuff you can improve. You can't really improve the magic in you that I'm at least unheard of. Now, there are some people, there is like, I think, a theory of reawakening, but from what I understand, what they say in the show, that doesn't happen a lot. Now, in the first episode, you get Sung Jinwoo, and you see how weak he is. He can't beat a goblin. That's a very low rank. It's the lowest rank of dungeon. It's supposed to be an easy dungeon. You meet about, I think, 13 people, and by the end of episode 1, 7 of those people die, including Sung Jinwoo himself. Now, don't worry. It's a little bit of a spoiler, but it's episode 1, so I don't really care that much to spoil that one for you. He does come back very clearly, and that's when he starts leveling up. He gets this crazy computer screen in front of him. It's telling him what kind of workouts to do, what training he has to do. There are consequences if he doesn't do the training. It's insane, really. So there's no time to waste. This show, damn, it takes the training arcs that we've seen in, like, you know, Fairy Tales, the Narutos, the One Pieces of the World, and it really condenses them, much like we're seeing in some of these other shows like Jujutsu Kaisen, even Attack on Titan, Minute Before It Ended. The training isn't something that takes 7 to 8 seasons anymore. They're doing this all in a few episodes. In fact, you see episode 1 where Sung Jinwoo is so freaking weak, and I think it's like 2 or 3 episodes later, he is killing things way above his rank. It's absolutely insane. It's quick, fun, interesting, and has you wondering who will die next. So let's get going, and I don't really want to spoil much of the show. I want to keep this podcast very short and sweet because there's plenty to spoil, and I don't even know what's going to happen next because I haven't read the webtoon. So if you have read the webtoon and you're watching this and you're still wondering if I need to watch the show, yes, go watch the show. It's great. If not, just for the season 1 finale when he finally gets to say arise. It's got insane battles like Jujutsu Kaisen, fun training like we've never seen, villains with an air of mystery around them. In fact, after 1 season, we still have no idea, or I don't have any hint or clue as to who is pulling the strings for Sung Jinwoo to be getting better. Now, one of my favorite things is actually the ending credits to every episode, because I don't know. I think it's foreshadowing something. I don't know if it's foreshadowing that somebody's in control. You end up, the credits of every episode show somebody watching multiple screens, almost like security-wise. And I think we get a hint as to what that could be at the end of season one. But again, I don't want to spoil that. So I just, it's interesting. Again, if you've seen if you've read the webtoon, if you know what's going to happen, please don't spoil it for others. But if you want to send it to me directly, I don't care. I'm still going to watch the damn show. So go ahead, send it to me. Now, I want to get to a question that I hear a lot of people ask. Is it okay to wait for the sub, or should I watch the dub, or what, should I watch the sub, or is it okay to wait for the dub? Excuse me. I don't think you can go wrong here. If you love listening to the Japanese version, you don't have an issue reading subtitles, do it. The voice acting from Taito Bon himself, as Song Joon-woo, is worth it by it alone. And the sub version is so emotional. In fact, there are rumors he coughed up blood while recording season one. And there was rumors that's why I think episode 7 is basically just a recap of the first 6 episodes, was because they needed to give him a break. Now, I believe the showrunners in Crunchyroll actually said that it was due to him having COVID is why he coughed up blood and couldn't do recording. But I think it's episode 3 or 4 where he screams for like a minute straight. And the rumors are that's when he did it. But it's so emotional. It's so great. You have to watch it. And that's not to take away from Alex Lee's performance in the English dub. Again, here, he's so much emotion. So whenever he screams, when he pleads for help, when he screams and asks why he's always failing, there's so many great emotional pools in this show. Just from the voice acting alone makes it fantastic, whether you're watching it or not. Again, the series is magnificent. In a world where we currently are getting more Jujutsu Kaisen, we just finished up Attack on Titan. There's more and more anime coming out on Crunchyroll every day. It's good to know which ones are actually worth your time. And at 13 episodes, I think, with less than 30 episodes per, you can definitely binge this in a few days with your friend, your partner, your family, your friends. I just said friends twice. But you get the point. You can binge it. I would say if you're watching anime with your children, this might be one that you hold off for a little bit. There's a lot of blood. There's some cursing. There's some more adult and mature elements to it. But I still think it's a great show to enjoy with your friends. For me, it's a Hall of Fame by Box Office QB standards. I do want to add, if you're on the edge of watching this because it's anime and you don't really like anime and it's kid stuff, one, it's not kid stuff. Look at Berserk. But if you've liked things like Stranger Things or some of the other media like Baldur's Gate, stuff that is based off Dungeons and Dragons theme, you'll like this one. It's very entrenched into that kind of world, and it's a lot of fun, honestly. So I advise watching it. It's definitely a must watch for us. Follow us on social media for what we're going to be doing next. And keep watching our anime podcast, especially if you're an otaku like me, because at the end of the day, I need more reason to do it. And if you guys are watching this and giving us a couple thousand views and even subscribing once in a while, you're giving me more reason to talk anime. And that's good for me and good for you. So make sure you do that. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok, social media, all of it. And follow me on Twitch if you want. Tamekage Dubs, where I will be streaming and talking more anime and talking manga and streaming during games, just having fun with the buds. So follow us all, like us all, subscribe to us all, because we're the best. God damn it.